Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The Storm Prediction Center has updated our severe weather threat for tomorrow. We still have the potential for damaging winds, heavy rain and hail. I'll show you the timeline.
Environmentalists are calling it a huge breakthrough in human health. Coming up, an announcement today in Fayetteville about keeping your drinking water safe.
Raleigh city leaders are looking for the best, newest ideas for downtown. The forum giving citizens and business owners a chance to share their thoughts on the future of downtown Raleigh. Sunshine there, but we have some clouds that have built in here. It's 8 o'clock straight up right now on your Wednesday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us. We can expect a couple of light showers today, but the big story, that's tomorrow. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center showing us where that rain is falling right now.
A little bit of light patchy rain in our northern counties north of I-85. Looking back to the west, though, we're seeing some showers starting to take shape from Charlotte up toward Winston-Salem, and that's likely to come swinging through here a little bit closer to lunchtime. Our best chance of rain today is going to be right around noon, give or take an hour or two on either side. Just a little bit of light rain showing up north of I-85 right now. Probably the bulk of that not even reaching the ground. Our best chance of rain is going to be between, say, 11 and 1 or 2 with a 40% chance, a couple of light showers. And then by the late afternoon, we may actually see a few holes in the clouds. Then tomorrow is when we'll end up with a better chance for rain. This is a look at noon today, a little bit of light patchy rain. And then watch how the clouds start to break up a little bit later on this afternoon and evening. We begin to see the heavy line of rain and thunderstorms moving through between 11 and noon tomorrow. It moves on out by about 3 or 4 o'clock. And as we get into the evening commute, we're back down to some scattered showers. But with this band of storms, we'll likely see some wind damage, could see some heavy rain that causes flooding and possibly some hail. The front itself moves through closer to midnight and may also bring a rumble of thunder. It is gray out there. We take a live look at Durham, 61 degrees currently with a southwest wind at 3 miles per hour. And it'll be a mild afternoon, especially if we see a few holes in the clouds later today. We should make it on up into the mid 70s. Coming up, we'll take a look at how much rain we could see with this system tomorrow. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. We have some breaking news here at 802, 885 at Ellis Road. That's where our live camera shows you. Just one lane is open because of this crash right here. We got a car that is off into the side of the road there, right at the Ellis Road exit. These are the southbound lanes that are blocked. Got some northbound delays as well because of some onlooker delays. We do have plenty of backups because of this. 55 minutes right now southbound from on 885. So if you're wanting to avoid all of that and consider using NC-55 instead to get down to 40, and then you'll be able to avoid all of that. So let's take a wider look at the rest of the triangle. A little bit of a delay on 540 there between Capitol Boulevard and 401 Lewisburg Road. Doing a zoom in on one other crash that's happening on 87 near the Knightdale area near New Hope Road. We also have a live look out there thanks to our DOT camera, and it looks like they have been able to clear that one, so that's good news. Just within the last few minutes, they were able to clear that one right there that had blocked the inside lane, but still a couple of minute delay out there. If you're coming in from the Knightdale area, 6 minute delay right now, but we'll continue to keep an eye on that and let you know when that completely goes away and if anything else pops up.
Thanks, Brett. This morning, the Biden administration is announcing new standards for protecting our drinking water from contamination. It's all about those forever chemicals known as PFAS can come with serious health risks. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey explains the head of the EPA will also be there today in Fayetteville to talk about how this will protect the water.
We'll soon learn more about new regulations that can help protect you and your family from toxic chemicals in drinking water. The same type of toxic chemicals that were found in the Cape Fear River back in 2017. The water that comes out of your faucet at home could be harmful to your health. This morning, new federal regulations for forever chemicals, or PFAS, will be announced. Research shows those chemicals have been linked to cancer, liver damage, and developmental problems in children. At least 45% of the nation's tap water has those chemicals in it. That's according to a federal study last year. The new regulations will set limits for 5 different types of forever chemicals. North Carolina is receiving $29 million in grants to help with testing and upgrading water treatment.
And we're setting a science-based standard to limit this source of contamination in folks' water supply, which is absolutely critical to protect public health.
The governor and the attorney general will be at today's announcement with the EPA administrator. That announcement is scheduled for 10:30 at a water treatment facility in Fayetteville. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Fayetteville.
State DOT and Environmental Services will be in Johnston County today to clean up the gasoline remaining after a fiery tanker truck crashed there. NC-39 reopened just before 1:30 this morning after a head-on collision closed it for more than 8 hours. One person is dead after the crash with a tanker truck. And this video of the scene, as firefighters, you see trying to put out the flames that engulfed the vehicles. It happened on Highway 39 in the Wilson Mills community just after 5 o'clock. Diesel fuel and gasoline was spread all over the highway after the crash. When first responders got there, there was a huge fire. They did use foam to control it, and the Antioch fire chief says the driver of the tanker truck got away safely. The driver of the sedan died from their injuries.
We learned the 82nd Airborne pilot who was badly injured in a drone strike on Christmas Day is now out of a coma. Garrett Illebrun will be transferred to a long-term rehab facility in Richmond, Virginia. The facility is run by Veterans Affairs. A spokesperson for the family tells us he can't walk or talk, can't feed himself. As you can see, though, in these pictures, he can open his eyes and he is able to give some physical cues. Illebrun turned 41 Sunday. With mounting expenses and a long road ahead, the family's GoFundMe page is still active.
And today, business owners and others who live and work in Raleigh will share their thoughts for the future of downtown. The Big Dream Forum is their chance to get their ideas, big and small, onto the table. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from the Marbles Kids Museum in downtown Raleigh. And Laura, there are a lot of people signed up to speak at this event.
Michelle, we're talking about more than 100. And you know, the city is looking for the next big idea, big dream to envision what downtown Raleigh could really look like. Right now, we're standing in front of the Marbles Museum where this event is taking place. But this area near Moore Square is just one part of the equation. The first focus of the economic development strategy has been Fayetteville Street. 10 major ideas were presented as the initial result of close collaboration with local residents, business owners, property owners, and other stakeholders. The president and CEO of the Downtown Raleigh Alliance, Bill King, tells me they've been working on this plan for the last year, and community feedback is a major component to move forward.
We're seeing positive momentum, but we really want to set a vision for the future that sort of deals with the realities of, you know, post-pandemic life, but also looks at our strengths and moves us forward. And so part of our study looks at what's the next big idea for downtown. What's that big thing that could really, or things that could really elevate downtown Raleigh?
And so sorry, it's really loud here in downtown Raleigh this morning. But again, more than 100 people expect to speak and share their thoughts today. The event begins at 4:30. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Also this morning, we are seeing more photos of London Devon. Fayetteville police say she and her adoptive brother, Blake, have been missing for years, but it wasn't until recently they were reported missing. WRAL talked to a woman who says she is London's biological mother, and as she describes it, she says she feels numb about this. She didn't want to do an interview on camera, but Sherry Foster did share these photos from various stages of London Devon's life. Sherry Foster says she hasn't seen or heard from her daughter since around 2001. It's unclear now how she looks at age 27. As for London's disappearance, Foster says she didn't even learn about it until last week.
Durham Mayor Leonardo Williams took the stage for his first State of the City address, accompanied by North Carolina Central's drumline. The address remained upbeat from there. Williams described Durham as stronger than ever, despite its challenges. And in his speech, Mayor Williams said one way to achieve affordable living is to make the best decisions with city-owned land. He's talking specifically about the old site of the Durham Police Station. It's a prime piece of real estate in the Bull City. 505 West Chapel Hill Street is surrounded by a chain-link fence, overgrown grass, and rusted-out stairs. Williams offered his vision to transform the property.
This city-owned land, we can provide housing options at every level, and we can provide beautiful open space, and retail, and commercial. We have so many options. I want you to trust us and allow us to make the best decision on behalf of the city.
Williams asked for grace while city leaders work through figuring out what to do with the land. Back in November, we reported that six developers are hoping to get their hands on the property.
Also today, we will learn more about the new effort to find a superintendent for Durham Public Schools. The school board will hold a special meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon for an update on that search. DPS is working to replace Pascal Mubenga, who resigned in February. Katie Moore has been serving as interim superintendent.
Still ahead, more trouble for Boeing as the FAA launches another safety investigation. What another whistleblower is saying the company did during production of its 787 Dreamliner jets.
And some parents thinking twice about putting a favorite lunch staple in their kids' lunchboxes. Just ahead, the calls from consumer reporters to take Lunchables off the shelves.
As a great start this morning, a couple of scattered showers today, but tomorrow is a WRL weather alert day. We have an update to our severe weather threat, but we're still looking at the potential for damaging winds. I'll show you the timeline. Welcome back. On your Wednesday morning, you are looking live at Wilson. Trying to peek through those clouds there. You're watching WRL News. Available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. I think it's going to be a mixed bag of everything today. Some clouds, a little bit of rain for some, but tomorrow is what we're focused on, Elizabeth. Tomorrow's a WRL weather alert day.
It is, and we're going to be seeing the potential for damaging winds, hail, some heavy rain. The timeline for this is going to be starting late morning, lasting through mid-afternoon. By the time we get to the evening, we'll likely have some lingering showers, but our severe weather threat should be over. And this, of course, includes the entire viewing area. Here's a look at what we can expect for our WRL weather alert day. It's a level one risk, and that means our biggest threat will be damaging winds. But even outside of the thunderstorms, it's going to be very windy with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. And we'll see that again on Friday also. Satellite and radar are showing a warm front moving up across North Carolina. On the other end of this warm front, we have a tornado watch that's in effect for a big chunk of the Gulf Coast on up into Mississippi, and a number of tornado warnings happening right now across Louisiana and severe thunderstorm warnings as well. So some messy conditions again, almost in the same place we saw yesterday. So this has been a fairly slow moving system. We're not likely to see that intense severe weather around our area, but we could still have some wind damage. Here's a look at what is happening currently. Before we zoom in, take a look back to the west from Charlotte up toward Greensboro and High Point. Another wave of rain starting to develop. That's going to move in and bring us some showers closer to lunchtime. We have this one tiny shower that's moving toward Roxboro right now. Other than that, that's about the only thing happening in our viewing area. We take a look at Roxboro and it looks dry. Doesn't look like that rainfall has either made it here to downtown Roxboro or is reaching the ground. We do have a level one risk for severe storms. So this was an update from yesterday back to just level one across the viewing area. But still, that means damaging winds. Gusting up to almost 60 miles per hour, heavy rain, and the potential for some hail. We take a look at our forecast through lunchtime today. Some scattered showers roll through. By mid to late afternoon, we may see a few holes in the clouds. A little bit of sunshine may peek through. And then, of course, the main event comes in on Thursday. Starting at around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, depending on where you are, we'll start to see that band of stronger storms coming through. Wind damage that could knock down trees or power lines. Of course, some heavy rain, some hail with this. It begins to taper off mid to late afternoon. Back to some showers. We'll still have the potential for some light patchy rain even into early Friday morning. Notice that 10 or 11 o'clock, a little sprinkle is still lingering across the area. It's going to be a windy day tomorrow, even outside of the severe storms, with winds gusting 35 to 40 miles per hour. And we'll see that again on Friday as well. How much rainfall out of this system? Anywhere from half an inch to three quarters, probably some areas with up to an inch of rain. Looking, of course, at a 30% chance today. Best chance for rain for us today is going to be middle of the day. Tomorrow also middle of the day into the middle of the afternoon with that 90% chance of thunderstorms. It's going to be a beautiful weekend after all this moves out. The Apex Peak City Pig Fest is Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Lovely temperatures. We're going to see mid-afternoon temperatures in the low 70s, low humidity, lots of sunshine. We are proud community partners. Thursday is a WRL weather alert day, but after that, we'll see some quiet conditions into the weekend and warming temperatures into the 80s by next week. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. 885 at Ellis Road. That's what we've been keeping an eye on. They have moved two of those cars onto the shoulder, but there is that car that's still into the median there, right there at the Ellis Road exit. Looks like they have reopened Ellis Road, and they have two lanes of traffic southbound now back rolling. So that's good news, and that has helped us see some improvement to our delay times down to 27 minutes. But still, if you want to avoid all of this altogether, use NC55 as an alternate route while they work to clear the remainder of that crash. And taking a look at the wider triangle here, we do have a lot of improvement on our map. A couple of spots down there near US 70 and I-40, that's improved. And then along the Beltline, we've had a couple of different spots that have improved within the last 10, 15 minutes. Did have an earlier crash, though, at 87 near South New Hope Road. This is our live look at I-40 at 87. That crash has cleared, so that's good news. We're not seeing any delays on our sensors there either, down to a one-minute delay if you're using 87 trying to get over to the Beltline right now.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, the starting line for the Boston Marathon now in place. This is new video into a newsroom showing how crews put that in place already. The staging area is also taking shape in the small community of Hopkinton. That setup will continue from now until Sunday. Monday is Patriots Day in Massachusetts, which is a holiday in that state. This is the 128th running of the Boston Marathon. This is also the 100th anniversary of the starting line moving to Hopkinton. The race starts in the small community and finishes in Boston. The painting of the finish line is also happening today in Boston. The Boston Marathon is set for Monday, April 12th.
The names of potential witnesses in the classified documents case against former President Donald Trump will remain a secret. The decision was made to protect the witnesses. It'll allow more records in the case to be made public, but witnesses will be referred to by fake names. Trump and his two co-defendants have pleaded not guilty to his alleged mishandling of classified documents. A trial date has not been set for the case.
The FAA is investigating new safety allegations involving Boeing Dreamliners. Those are different from the three other Boeing models that had mid-air incidents already this year. A whistleblower alleges some Dreamliners could have manufacturing flaws. He said they could have proved to be catastrophic, as Amy Kiley tells us.
I am hopeful that the FAA will not allow this to go unanswered.
A Boeing whistleblower is speaking out after the FAA announced a probe into some of the company's wide-body planes yesterday. Boeing engineer Sam Salapour alleges 777 jets could have damaged parts.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align.
He also says 787s could have improperly closed gaps in their bodies. He says airlines might not know to check for related hazards. Salapour's attorney alleges he faced retaliation from Boeing before filing a complaint with the FAA in January.
He was threatened with physical violence. He was threatened with termination.
Boeing disputes the 787 allegations. It says it worked with the FAA to ensure the issues don't cause safety concerns. The whistleblower allegations come as Boeing is reeling from recent mid-flight scares. They include a 737-800 engine cover falling off Sunday, a 757-200 suffering wing damage in February, and a 737 MAX 9 losing a door plug in January.
I'm doing this not because I want Boeing to fail, but because I want it to succeed and prevent the crashes from happening.
It was Amy Kiley reporting. A Senate subcommittee is holding a hearing about the concerns with Boeing next week. The company is denying the whistleblowers' allegations.
A judge in Los Angeles has approved comedian Jay Leno's request for conservatorship of his wife's estate. The former Tonight Show host filed a petition requesting conservatorship last January. The 73-year-old wife, Mavis, suffers from dementia. The couple has been married for more than 43 years.
New concerns about the level of lead in a go-to for many parents, Lunchables. Our partners at Consumer Reports tested the products and they found some had potentially concerning levels of lead, cadmium, and phthalates. Five of the 12 tested products would expose someone to 50% or more of the maximum allowable amount of lead and the daily recommended sodium for 4 to 8-year-olds. Turkey and cheddar, cracker stackers, and pizza with pepperoni topped the list. Heavy metals can cause developmental problems in children if they are eaten in high amounts. None of the kits exceeded legal or regulatory limits. Some parents, though, are now thinking twice.
It's concerning. I know the sodium is, I worry about that with kids, for adults as well, but you know, you don't want to give too much sodium to your kids.
WREL received a statement from Lunchables maker Kraft Heinz, and it says, in part, all our foods meet strict safety standards that we happily feed to our own families. We are proud of Lunchables and stand by the quality and integrity that goes into making them.
Raleigh will soon be the headquarters for a British tech company. Isotope Technologies plans to open its new offices in the Research Triangle Park. The company makes cooling technology for data centers. According to the tech business, the cooling market is expected to triple in size over the next 4 years.
The dome that Dean built could be changing soon. Coming up, how university leaders are working to give basketball players an updated space.
To get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Time now is 8:26 on your Wednesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Getting over to weather now with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Seeing some spotty showers today, but tomorrow, WRAL Weather Alert Day, Elizabeth.
We have a level one risk for severe storms across the viewing area. Damaging winds are possible, some heavy rain, some hail, likely starting around the middle of the day. Today, midday, we're going to see some scattered showers. Looking at a little bit of light rain that's back to our west right now. It's going to be moving over our area closer to lunchtime. Gray skies, little peak of blue there in Sanford. And we may see more of that late this afternoon. But again, we're looking at that potential for some rain midday. 59 in South Hills, 62 in Fayetteville, so it's a mild start. Our best chance of rain today, likely to be right around lunchtime again with a chance of some peaks of sunshine later on. Highs in the mid-70s, Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. Do have a new crash to tell you about here. That is on I-40 westbound right there near Page Road. A little bit of a backup right there near 540. We do have a camera showing you some of what that backup looks like. 5-10 extra minutes right now as we work to learn exactly what's happening on that particular crash. Still keeping an eye on 885 at Ellis Road. They've moved the two cars over to the shoulder, and they have that one car, though, that is on the side of the road. They are waiting for a tow truck to clear that one, but it has caused some pretty big backups on the Durham Freeway. 21 minutes southbound right now. If you're trying to get to 40, use NC-55 instead.
Thanks, Brett. Today, government officials will announce new regulations for forever chemicals, or PFAS, found in drinking water. Research shows those chemicals have been linked to cancer, liver damage, and developmental problems in children. The announcement is happening today at 10:30 at a water treatment facility in Fayetteville. Next on Fox 50, Raleigh city leaders want your big idea for the future of downtown. And up next on today, Uber launches new and improved safety measures.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
At 8:30, we're taking a look at our WRAL Weather Alert Day for Thursday. An update from the Storm Prediction Center has us all at a level one risk for tomorrow, but we still have the potential for damaging winds. I'll show you the timeline.
And it's a historic first that could help protect your health. The new rule just finalized by the Biden administration that protects families from forever chemicals in your drinking water.
The city of Raleigh is looking to hear your big ideas on how to revitalize downtown. Just ahead, a look at some of the plans underway as more than 100 people are sharing their thoughts.
Raleigh is growing. Mm-hmm. We'll have that story coming up for you. Thanks for joining us on your Wednesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here. We'll get over the hump together as we get our day started here. Gray skies moving in.
Yeah.
Things are changing just a bit. Still mild out there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Would that look right now?
A lot of gray sky out there, but mild temperatures and some showers back to our west. This band of showers that's between, say, Charlotte and Greensboro is going to push in across our area closer to lunchtime. Starting to see that around 11 o'clock noon into early afternoon, and then it moves on out. And it's not going to be very heavy. We have a tiny little shower here over Person County right now, and that second band that's back to the west bumps up our chance to about 40% midday. And then later in the afternoon, we may even see a few peaks of sunshine as that particular band moves on by. So here's a look at Futurecast. You can see some scattered showers right there at noon, and then that moves on to the north mid-afternoon with a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through during the evening commute or during the evening. And then this band of rain comes through. This is where we'll have the best chance for scattered thunderstorms. It could produce some wind damage starting at around 10 or 11 a.m., moving through lunchtime into the early part of the afternoon. We could see some damaging winds. We could end up with hail or even some heavy rain. The cold front itself moves through closer to midnight with a continued chance of just some isolated showers. It's a gray start at North Hills this morning. Lots of cloud cover, but we haven't seen very much rain this morning. Conditions are dry as you head out the door. 61 is our current temperature, and we do climb into to the mid-70s for highs this afternoon, especially if we get a little peak of sunshine. Don't expect any of that tomorrow. We're going to walk through how much rain we may see with tomorrow's front coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. 8:32 here on your Wednesday morning. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader. Do have this crash that we're continuing to follow on the Durham Freeway southbound near Ellis Road. All due to a car that went off to the side of the road, and there was a couple of other cars involved. You see that right there. That's our live look at 885 at Ellis Road. I believe we have Sky 5 on the way to the scene. Not sure they are there. They are there. I mean, they are showing you these big backups. We have plenty of delays. At one point, there was an hour delay, but it has improved at this point because they do have both lanes back open, but that is what we're looking at there with that wide look of all the traffic that is really starting to form because of that crash on 885 southbound. It happened about 7:30, and they are still working to clear a couple of those cars right now. Let's take a look back at the map itself, though, and we'll show you the delays, what our sensors are reading, at least at this point. About a 19-minute delay, so it's definitely improved on the southbound side. 5-minute onlooker delay on the northbound side, but if you want to avoid all of that, trying to get southbound to I-40, use NC-55 instead. 40 westbound, though, does have a crash that we're continuing to keep an eye on. That is at Page Road, right there past 540. A little bit of red on the delays. Here's our live look there. That one is in the clearing stages as well, and we'll work to keep an eye on that one and let you know if anything else pops up.
All right, thanks, Brett. A new rule could make drinking water safer for people living near more than 200 chemical plants across the country, ultimately reducing the cancer risk for those people. As WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains, the new rule focuses on forever chemicals like those found in the Cape Fear River. We'll soon learn more about new regulations that can help protect you and your family from toxic chemicals in drinking water. The same type of toxic chemicals that were found in the Cape Fear River back in 2017. The water that comes out of your faucet at home could be harmful to your health. This morning, new federal regulations for forever chemicals, or PFAS, will be announced. Research shows those chemicals have been linked to cancer, liver damage, and developmental problems in children. At least 45% of the nation's tap water has those chemicals in it. That's according to a federal study last year. The new regulations will set limits for 5 different types of forever chemicals. North Carolina is receiving $29 million in grants to help with testing and upgrading water treatment.
And we're setting a science-based standard to limit this source of contamination in folks' water supply, which is absolutely critical to protect public health.
The governor and the attorney general will be at today's announcement with the EPA administrator. That announcement is scheduled for 10:30 at a water treatment facility in Fayetteville. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Fayetteville. And to learn more about the impact of PFAS pollution on North Carolinians, you can watch our WRL doc, Forever Chemicals, North Carolina's Toxic Tap Water. You can find it on WRL.com under the documentary tab.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, at least 5 people died when a fire broke out in this apartment building there in Hong Kong. According to the city's hospital authority and fire services, along with the 5 people who died, several others were injured. Many of them this morning are believed to be in serious condition. Now, you can see the exterior of the walls of the building are charred, windows and floors wide open, including a gym where the fire reportedly started. Of course, this continues to affect traffic around this bustling neighborhood there in Hong Kong. This is, of course, a developing story because it happened this morning. We'll keep you updated with any new information here in the WRA Live Center.
State Department of Transportation and Environmental Services will be in Johnston County today to clean up all the gasoline that's still left in the road there after a fiery tanker truck crash. NC-39 reopened just before 1:30 this morning after a head-on collision had it closed for more than 8 hours. One person is dead after that crash with the tanker truck. The video of that scene shows firefighters trying to put out those flames up into the trees there, engulfing the vehicles. It happened on Highway 39 in Wilson's Mills community just after 5 o'clock. Diesel fuel and gasoline spilled all over the highway after the crash. And when firefighters got to the scene, there was that huge fire there. So they used foam to knock it down. One man was at home when he saw that smoke from down the street.
Me and my wife saw like 4 or 5 emergency trucks coming this way, just hauling butt, man. Just hauling it. I mean, I was just like, oh my God, what the heck is going on?
The Antioch fire chief says the driver of the tanker truck got away safely, but the driver of that sedan died from injuries.
Today, business owners and residents in Raleigh will have the chance to talk about what changes they'd like to see in downtown. As WRAL's Laura Levine shares, a lot of people are expected to speak at the city's Big Dream Forum.
The city of Raleigh is looking for the next big idea, big dream, if you will, to envision what downtown Raleigh could look like. So whether it's more sidewalks for pedestrian safety or more fun things to do like the Marbles Kids Museum here, the opportunities are endless. The first focus of the economic development strategy has been Fayetteville Street. As you know, 10 major ideas were presented as the initial result of close collaboration with local residents, business owners, property owners, and other stakeholders. The president and CEO of the Downtown Raleigh Alliance, Bill King, he tells me they've been working on this plan for the last year, and community feedback is a major component to move forward. Since COVID, they've been working to address the downtown retail and office markets, advancing and supporting minority and women-owned businesses, and identifying other projects.
I think there's a lot of opportunities. You think about how are we going to connect downtown to Dix Park? I think that's a great opportunity. Is there some other entertainment option, whether that's a sports facility or something like that, that could be brought downtown? You know, we've got a lot of government-owned land in downtown. Is there a way to re-envision that? To do something different.
More than 100 people have signed up to share their thoughts about all of this. The DRA will compile all of that feedback into its study, which will be complete by midsummer. The event begins at 4:30. Laura Levine, WRAL News in downtown Raleigh.
Today marks 5 years since a deadly natural gas explosion killed two people and injured two dozen others in downtown Durham. A contractor installing underground cables hit a gas line outside a coffee shop on North Duke Street on this day in 2019. Kong Lee, the owner of that coffee shop, died in the explosion. Jay Rambo, a PSNC worker who responded to the gas leak, died 2 weeks after the explosion from his injuries. At least 25 others were hurt, including 9 firefighters. 4 victims have since filed lawsuits. Those have yet to go to trial. WRAL learned back in January that part of the explosion site is up for sale.
The White House is getting ready to host Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida tonight for a state dinner. The event comes as the Japanese leader is in the U.S. for a visit. And the First Lady says the event's decorations are inspired by spring flowers, Japanese gardens, and colorful fans. It's dinner and a show with Paul Simon scheduled to perform. The White House says the Japanese Prime Minister admires Simon's music. Governor Roy Cooper is also planning to be at that dinner.
And on Friday, Prime Minister Kishida will travel here to North Carolina. Japan is the largest foreign investor in the state with 225 companies and more than 30,000 workers. The visit will include visits to the Toyota plant, Honda Jet, and a state lunch at the governor's mansion.
20 minutes before 9 right now, winter is not coming for many Game of Thrones fans. Coming up, why actor Kit Harington says a Jon Snow sequel is off the table.
Plus, an inside joke between neighbors became a viral sensation. Coming up, the adorable way one woman kept up with her neighbor's pregnancy until she came home with the baby.
...843 is the time right now. Just take this live look at RDU International Airport Terminal 2. Clouds above for certain. That's much of our viewing area right now. Still pretty mild out there. Wind will pick up just a little bit. And especially tomorrow for our WRAL Weather Alert Day, Elizabeth Gardner with a look at that.
Yeah, we're looking at Thursday, tomorrow, between lunchtime and mid-afternoon, say from as early as 11 o'clock up until around 4 or 5 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, we're back down to most likely just some scattered showers. But damaging winds, hail, and heavy rain all possible for our WRAL Weather Alert Day tomorrow. And we're looking at that, again, with the potential to cause us some issues, certainly. We have a level 1 risk now across the viewing area for the entire viewing area for the whole day. Remember yesterday, it was a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms, and that, of course, has been the big change that we've seen this morning. We take a look at our satellite and radar view, and you can see as we take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar, we're looking at the potential for some isolated showers back to our west from, say, Charlotte up to Greensboro, and that's likely to bring us the potential for some rain a little later on today. We'll take a look at that. We'll zoom in a little more closely, and you can see a little light rain north of Durham up toward Roxboro. This is a look at our weather alert day for tomorrow. Get damaging winds, heavy rain and hail, that level one risk. An update this morning, and of course that changed our southern counties from a level two to level one risk. But damaging winds, of course, are the potential for tomorrow. We could see winds gusting up to 58 miles per hour. Here's a look at futurecast for us as we get closer to 10, 11 o'clock. We're going to see some scattered showers that roll through, especially from the Triangle area northward. And we're looking at the potential for a little bit of sunshine to peek through later in the afternoon. And then here comes the main event. Well ahead of the front, we're looking at scattered storms that develop by lunchtime tomorrow. And this is where we'd have the best chance of seeing severe storms up until around 4 or 5 o'clock. And then just a few isolated showers. The front comes through around midnight, and that'll bring us a small chance of a storm and a little bit of cloud cover for Friday with a small chance of a shower. We take a look at North Hills, and we're looking at mainly cloudy skies, 61 degrees. It's a warm start out there with lots of clouds, 75 for Raleigh, 74 in Durham, and 78 degrees in Fayetteville. Looking at a mild week ahead, the weekend looks beautiful. Once we get through Thursday, we have some really nice weather. And looking forward to this, for the first time, we're going to have a Courage game live on WRAL. It's a 7 o'clock game. If you're going to be there in person, temperatures will be in the mid-60s at game time, dropping into the 50s. Should be beautiful. Courage play the Portland Thorns. Should be a great game. Of course, Thursday is a WRAL weather alert day, but once we get into Friday and the weekend, it looks glorious. Cooler Saturday with a high of 73 and a little warmer Sunday with 83.
Well, this weekend's going to be beautiful, as Elizabeth just mentioned, and it's filled with family fun, including a visit from some Disney princesses. WRAL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with all the details. Kathy, let's start off with a festival at Mordecai Park on Saturday.
This is fun. Okay, we've got princesses, but also some fairies. Away with the Fairies is a family-friendly children's market. It's happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Mordecai Park in Raleigh. There's going to be a market full of fairies and dragons, free crafts and activities, and admission is free.
I love that. There's also a community fair happening in Durham as well, right?
Okay, the Little River Community Fair. It starts on Friday, and it's running through April 21st at Durham County Stadium. There's going to be fair rides, you know, food vendors, games. Admission is free. You can buy tickets and wristbands to ride the rides.
We love free. That's amazing. And on Sunday, this is so cute, some Disney princesses are coming to town.
My four-year-old daughter is into the princesses, so we're excited about this. Okay, Disney Princess the Concert is happening at Durham Performing Arts Center. The show's going to feature some Broadway stars singing some of the biggest Disney hits from Frozen to Moana, Little Mermaid. The clips are going to be shown from the movies like Behind Them. Tickets are still available.
I'm an adult, and I would 100% go to this. It looks so cute. I love it. And for more on this family-friendly event, you can go to WRAL.com and search family. Thanks, Kathy.
What is this? The future of the iconic Dean Dome uncertain on campus? UNC is weighing whether to renovate the current arena or to build a new stadium somewhere else in Chapel Hill. The new facility would be for the men's and women's programs, and it would include practice facilities, locker rooms, offices, meeting spaces. UNC hopes to select a consulting firm this month to report back to them on all the options.
The loudest house in the NHL has sold out every home game this season. The National Hockey League says Canes sold out all 41 of their regular season games at PNC Arena. The final one was Sunday. PNC's listed capacity is 18,700, and the Canes averaged 18,798 fans per game. The Canes will expect to continue that sellout streak into the Stanley Cup playoffs later this month.
Our teacher of the week says she tries to be a big sister to her students. WRL's Brian Schrader goes to Creedmoor to honor a teacher who wants her students to know she's always ready to listen.
You're Oedipus today.
Lexi Bowden knows South Granville High School very well. She's a graduate, and now she's a teacher there.
It was a bit weird at first. A lot of my colleagues were my teachers in high school. I found it. Good job.
Bowden is teaching English and living her dream.
I wanted to be a teacher since I was in the second grade. I wanted to help other kids who struggled growing up like I did. Okay.
Bowden is making a difference in her students' lives. One of them nominated her for WRAL's Teacher of the Week, saying that Bowden is a great teacher and a compassionate friend.
I get a lot of responses from students saying that I'm like their school big sister. They know that they have a safe place with me.
Ms. Bowden, you're WRAL's Teacher of the Week. Congratulations. About a round of applause for Ms. Bowden. Yeah.
In Creedmoor, I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
Congratulations.
And if you would like to nominate a teacher, you can go to WRL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
SAG-AFTRA, the actors union, is pushing for legal protections against the use of AI technology in the entertainment industry. One bill would require detailed consent for the use of digital replicas. A separate bill will also ask that studios be banned from putting deceased performers in movies without the consent of their family. The Motion Picture Association has come out as against the digital replicas bill. It argues that legislation would restrict post-production techniques that have been used for decades.
We're getting a glimpse now of the critically acclaimed Joker sequel. A new trailer gives us that sneak peek. Lady Gaga in her long-awaited debut as Harley Quinn.
What the world needs now is a love, sweet love.
And more creepy movies. That's what we need. Yeah, the trailer starts with Joaquin Phoenix's character in Arkham Asylum. He meets Gaga's Harley Quinn, and the two plan to break out of the asylum, and the trailer later shows them just manically dancing around the streets of Gotham. Joker Folie à Deux's release date is October 4th.
That's going to be good.
They fall madly in love.
Yes, madly. All right, and how about this? Bridget is back. A fourth Bridget Jones's movie is in the works. According to Deadline, Renee Zellweger and Hugh Grant will reprise their roles for Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. It follows Bridget in her early 50s as she navigates modern life challenges while juggling motherhood. Emma Thompson, who played Bridget's doctor in the third film, is set to return. There's no word of Colin Firth will reprise his role as Mark Darcy. Come on, he has to. The film is expected to be released next year. Oh, love those movies.
Actor Kit Harington is shutting down any talk of a Game of Thrones sequel. The actor played Jon Snow on the hit HBO series for 8 seasons, and he said plans to continue his character's story are now off the table because they couldn't find the right story to tell. The Jon Snow sequel had been in development since the original series finale. The second season of the Game of Thrones prequel, House of the Dragon, will premiere in June. A second prequel is now in production.
I haven't seen any of the Game of Thrones. I know people are crazy about them, though. It's a huge thing.
You don't have to worry about any more, though.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes, right?
Yeah.
I did see Joker, though, and I want to see the one with...
Oh, with Lady Gaga?
Oh.
Oh, my God. It's going to be great.
It's a bad romance in the making.
Yeah.
An inside joke between some neighbors is becoming a viral sensation. Look at this.
Still pregnant.
Sydney and Trevor Melton started keeping up with her pregnancy using their neighbor's Ring camera. They live above their neighbor, Katie, and every day they'd walk by her door and say, "Still pregnant." Until one day, they were not pregnant anymore. They finally came home with a baby girl. Kate kept each video and presented the new parents with the video. She posted it to TikTok, and of course, it went viral. The couple says they can't wait to share the video with their daughter when she's older. I love this. This is so cute. What a good idea, too.
You can't miss.
Yeah.
I mean, that is viral city right there. And then he whispers with the baby, not pregnant.
Still pregnant.
Yep,
until they come home. I love it. Congratulations to the parents. Before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.